Recorded Books presents a Griot audio production, God Ain't Blind by Mary Monroe. This unabridged recording is narrated by Patricia R. Floyd and directed by Drew Sussman. This book is copyrighted 2009 by Mary Monroe. This recording is copyrighted 2009 by Recorded Books, producer and publisher of Griot Audio, celebrating the best in contemporary African-American fiction and nonfiction. And now, God Ain't Blind.
Chapter 1. If you don't get yourself out of this vehicle and into that motel room and screw that man, I'll go up in there and do it myself. I never expected my best friend to encourage me to have an affair. I always thought that she'd be the main person who would try and talk me out of it, especially since she and my husband had been like brother and sister for most of their lives. But that was exactly what she was trying to do now. I knew this sister like I knew the back of my hand, so I knew she was not going to stop until I had stepped out of my panties, stretched out on my back, and opened my legs for a man who was not my husband. One of the reasons was that my girl was having an affair herself. I knew that if I got involved in one, she wouldn't feel so guilty. I was still strapped in by my seatbelt, and I was in no hurry to unfasten it. I don't know if I'm ready to cheat on my husband, I admitted. Despite the words of protest that tumbled out of my mouth and my reluctance, I was not going to reject Rhoda's orders. I just didn't want her to know how eager I really was to jump into bed with another man. I like to mess with her from time to time.